Good morning. This is WMUK's Arts and More, bringing you arts and culture from Southwest Michigan. I'm Earlene McMichael. Coming up, we talk to 11-time Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Music Soulchild. He rose to be among the most influential voices of the neo-soul movement in the early 2000s. He performs at Kalamazoo State Theater on February 13th. Music Soulchild draws from jazz, blues, funk, rap, reggae, classic R&B, hip-hop, and much more. Always here by your side. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Did you always want to do music?
It wasn't a matter of me always wanting to do music. I just always had a connection with music. And when I started thinking about what was it I could be doing with, you know, with my life, or what could I see myself doing for a living, I had a whole lot of things because I was just a creative person. And a friend of mine actually brought it to my attention that I had to make a decision, because I wanted to paint, I wanted to make clothes, I wanted to be a breakdancer, I wanted to learn like 2 or 3 instruments, I wanted to make movies.
Early on, you did beatboxing for MCs. I understand you did some scatting at jazz clubs, some a cappella on the streets of Philadelphia.
Yeah, I was just always just, you know, doing something artistic, something creative. That's kind of where the name came from, because people knew me around town for always being that guy they would see pretty much anywhere in the mall or on the street singing somewhere, or, you know, as you mentioned, beatboxing for rappers. They would just, you know, oh, you the music boy, you the music boy. I've seen you around. So after a while, I just started telling people, yeah, I'm music. And it stuck.
How did you add the Soul Child in?
Yeah, Soulchild was the name that I thought of, because that's the name that I wanted to call myself. And, like, you know, that would be my, you know, quote-unquote stage name. But I had already established a reputation around town as music. So when it came time for me to present myself as an artist, my managers at the time were saying, why would you just drop the music? Because that's sort of a name that you built your reputation off of. You know, people know you as music. And I said, well, Soulchild is the name that I actually wanted to go by, because it's a homage name where I'm showing respect to the culture of music that I was influenced by the most, which is soul music. And, you know, I'm a child of soul music, and that's how you got Soulchild.
What are some of the artists from back in the day that influenced your music?
Well, I sort of operated by a trinity of sorts. There's Donny Hathaway, Marvin Gaye, and Stevie Wonder. I sort of focused a lot of my attention on their contributions to music. I mean, there are many others. James Brown, Modern Family Stone, George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic, Earth, Wind & Fire, Teddy Pendergrass. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. But I always found myself coming back to Donny Hathaway, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder. Just as a man, there's particular elements about their artistry that appeals to me.
And what's that?
Yeah, in the way of communicating, you know, as a man to women, you know, the way it pertains to situations of love and relationships. It took me a minute to come and admit this,
but see, I'm really trying to change now. Wanna love you better, show me how. When I think of your music, I think a lot of people would think that your music is very romantic. Some people say that today's R&B songs are a little bit more explicit when it comes to men and women. It's not as romantic as it used to be. You seem to still keep it quite romantic. Is that intentional?
Indirectly, yes. The reason why I say indirectly is because I don't set out to be romantic. So I set out to be realistic and honest and genuine and authentic. I also set out to be fair and considerate. I think that it's important to tell a balanced story of, you know, whatever it is. Even when you've been done wrong, I think it's fair to tell the other side as well. You know, what did you do to contribute to that?
Music Soulchild says he likes to put out music that not only his existing fans might like, but also new audiences. So he's been experimenting with an offshoot of hip-hop and rap that uses heavy auto-tune. He does it under the alter ego name of The Hustle, but some fans loved him the way he was. And that, he says, makes it hard for an artist to switch it up from time to time and to grow. Thought that I made it, but it seems that I'm still stuck in the struggle,
trying to figure out all the pieces to the puzzle. All I'm doing is relaying a message that I think people could really use in a frequency that's popular. If I was doing this back when jazz was being cultivated, it would have sounded like jazz. If I was doing this around the time that blues was being cultivated, it would sound like blues. But no, I'm doing it in a time where, you know, the urban culture is running the world right now.
I'd like to take a moment to talk about the state of the R&B business. And there's a few quotes that I've seen from you in a couple of places. One of them, you said, R&B is struggling. And a second one that you said, R&B music is not winning like it used to. People aren't buying it like they used to.
They're not. And the things that I say, they come from real, real sources. If you just go check Billboard, if you just go check the Grammys, if you go anywhere, you know, it's harder for R&B artists, you know, to get a record off than it is, you know, a pop artist or a rap artist or, you know, an urban artist, so to speak. And furthermore, I never intended to be what people call an R&B artist. That was never my intention. That was never my interest. But when you're working with a, you know, a machine and the powers that be that likes to influence things to be a certain way, and you don't really have too much of a choice, it's either, you know, it's either go along with, you know, with the rest of the team, or pretty much sort of tough it out yourself. And I really wasn't in a position at the time to do so, because you got to go with what's working.
What is it that you would have wanted to be called or do if not R&B?
Well, what I was doing, I was contributing to a form of music that, you know, for lack of a better way to put it, is what we consider hip-hop soul, because it's taking the elements of what we would call soul music, and it was being reintroduced to the world through another generation, which is what we call the hip-hop generation. And being a child growing up with those two dominating forces in music, I'm gonna communicate through both mindsets as a product of the hip-hop influence and as a product of the soul music influence. According to how people understand it, I will call what I do hip-hop soul. It's just that throughout my career, I've been being pushed towards what you would call R&B music. Your precious darkness got me
so strung out and loving the way that you... Speaking of that hip-hop soul you're talking about, I must say I especially love your duet with India Arie, Chocolate High. I love that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
When is your next album?
I'm planning on releasing another album in April. I should have a single out by next month.
What's the musical vibe going to be on that one?
Hip-hop soul.
So back to kind of where you really want to be.
Yeah. You know what's a good way of putting it? Just Friends was hip-hop soul. So I'm trying to get back to that. And I just gotta let you know that I'm really feeling your
style, 'cause I had to know your name. By the way, what's your favorite album or some of your favorite songs of what you've done that you say, you know what, this really reflects me and I love that?
As far as the music Soul Child brand, I would have to say Just Friends and So Beautiful are two records that really reflect what I would like to put into the world in that frequency. But then, you know, there's also the other personas that I'm presenting as well.
So who and what will people hear at Music Soul Child's Kalamazoo, Michigan show?
I'm going to do a combination of hits and just whatever I feel like doing. I just feel like I'm at the point in my career where I need to be more honest and authentic to my own artistry.
Music Soul Child will be at the Kalamazoo State Theater on Saturday, February 13th. For more details and a longer interview, visit our webpage at WMUK.org. I'm Earlene McMichael. You can hear Arts and More Fridays and Saturdays on WMUK. Thanks for listening.